Yeah, it's, you know, three of us have been on one.
Which side we're gonna play Bayou in the B flat?
Thank you.
start off, like, after the story filing. Then turn it off until, maybe just until we break it down into the jam. And then I can
bust out the box. Okay. Why you have a band, man? This is illuminating. They're getting paid. Or maybe have a chance.
Dude, I mean, we should talk as a band, like what we think. Like, I've been thinking seriously about this stuff. Like, I was like, we fucking practiced twice together, and people really liked it.
Yep.
So, like, what could happen if we fucking got together more often and really made this shit happen? I feel like it could really happen. I have probably the best, I mean, I really do honestly have probably the best connection we could possibly want.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Like, my buddy Badger is in at Vegas right now. Like,
yeah.
He's like my best friend. He lives in Park City now, and he's out there like chilling with Rick. Like, you know, behind the
scenes. Yeah. Huh. That is a pretty damn good connection. So
it's the perfect
the
scene.
The guy at the party I'm going to today is the guy that's the city, what is it, the People's Festival downtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does the He's the executive director of the whole festival.
Oh. Yeah, he's the, it's the perfect scene because he's so open to new shit. Like, you know this band Devotchka? They're from Boulder and they play, like, this Eastern European stuff?
No.
They play at Bonnaroo. They're playing at Vegas, I think. And, like, you wouldn't expect them to be in the Bonnaroo scene, but they're, like, Gomez plays in the Bonnaroo scene. It's crazy. It's not just, like, hippie jam bands. You know, like, everything.
Uh-huh.
So it's like it's totally open to everything.
Yeah, it's a wide open field, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, we just gotta,
you know, we should have a CD. You know, if we're gonna do that shit, we should have a CD. So, you know.
But I think we need to we need to have these conversations in person. They're tough on email. I don't want to get in person. Like,
yeah, me too. You know, cause I'm not real sure, you know, how to approach getting gigs right now, and I'm kind of just been like, let's just not worry about it.
Yeah, these three, we have two lined up.
Yeah.
One lined up for sure. The Herman's one is stacked up.
Yeah, they're going to put us back. I don't know why I didn't call them this week. Let's call them next week.
Yeah, before that night. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, and I just like the idea of, like, having it be kind of event-based and festival-based where you can go to, I mean, it's go to, like, do something for, like, 3 or 4 days, do a festival, play two times somewhere, make enough money just to fly out there and come back.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't have to quit your day job.
Right.
You just can kind of make it
right.
Happen slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Get your chances.
Yeah, you do it smart, that's all.
Yeah.
It's all about being smart. So you don't need, that's why bands have managers, because they're fucking dumb about the way they approach stuff, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to have a manager, but still, like, you still have
I'm not a bad manager, but. In the end, I'm more the technical geek guy, you know, I'm a
programmer. Yeah, but that's great, man, like, getting up together for practice and stuff, it's key. You can't do it if you don't have somebody doing this shit.
Yeah, so to have someone take over doing this would be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know, the other thing is, man, Charles is, like, unique, you know? Like, he's
absolutely.
I mean, you gotta get him, but he's totally into it, though.
He's into it.
He just needs to write his own shit, like, Bayou and stuff, and fucking, he might, man, people love it.
Uh-huh.
People love a little hip hop in their white boy funk, like, you know, like.
Uh huh. Yeah, we got a lot of it too.
Dino.
You know, we got
Dino. Dino's drum is a big deal.
play that one anymore? I don't think so.
What was that?
It's Get Down. Wait, no.